The Auckland Council is proposing a $35.6 million cut to arts in their next budget. It's a move which has been highly criticised by Auckland's creative community. Submissions closed last week. Many groups say the impact across the board will be substantial and will have long-term negative impacts on so many people. Arts Access Aotearoa was established in 1995. It's their mission to increase access to the arts for people who experience barriers to participating as artists, performers, audience members and gallery and museum visitors. It does this by working in the disability, mental health and deaf communities and through a network of community art organisations. It also advises the Department of Corrections and advocates for the arts as a tool to support rehabilitation of prisoners and their reintegration into the community on release. Well, joining me to discuss the program is Kai Whakahaere, Executive Director of Arts Access Aotearoa, Richard Benge. Morena, Richard.
Kia ora, Anna.
Lovely to have you in the studio in Wellington. Sorry, not in Auckland.
That's fine. I'm here.
Great to have you. Firstly, can we talk about the Auckland Council, the proposed arts funding cuts? What sort of damage is this going to cause?
It would be reprehensible and long-standing. The Auckland Council is actually planning to go back on doing an about-face on its arts and culture strategy, and then that has a goal that all Aucklanders can access and participate in the arts. And if you're not investing in the arts and you're going, then you're taking everything and everyone backwards. So what's going on here? We appreciate that, of course, Auckland has had huge challenges. Normally it has huge challenges, and now it's recovering from the floods and cyclones. And there's the national impacts of inflation, etc. But this is the time for investment so that we don't fall backwards. A lot of work has been done on talking about and believing in the brand of Auckland. And this has been driven by Auckland Council, that the Auckland community, the whole city and its district, is actually a very livable and extremely culturally relevant and vibrant part of Aotearoa. And it's the arts and the cultural organisations, the artists, that drive it. If you turn the lights off on that, then what's Auckland going to look like? What will happen to tourism? What will happen to the jobs in the economy of the Auckland Arts Centre sector? And what will it mean for the mental health that Aucklanders get from knowing that they can access their galleries, their museums, their theatre companies, but more often how they can participate as audience members or as artists themselves? And honestly, for people who are disabled or deaf or who are marginalised in some way, we're really making traction in Auckland. Auckland's full of leaders that are doing this really well, this inclusive work. But if we're going to cut those people off, what's going to happen to acute services and the demand for mental health going forward? I'm very concerned.
Tell us about the value of the arts, because there is this belief that, you know, it's only accessible to people with money and time on their hands. It's so much more than that, isn't it?
Totally. From ancient times, all people have either made a mark, made a sound, created a ceremony, created stories that are transmitted from one generation to another, and we have no better example than that than in Māori, New Zealand. So what we have here is the absolute value of knowing our identity and who we are and how we think and what the issues are. Of course, the arts can be wonderfully entertaining and engaging and uplifting, but it's artists that often shine the way forward, sometimes with warning or protest, that allows us to know what the issues are and how to fight back against issues that are damaging for our community.
Arts Access Aotearoa, you support numerous projects, which we'll touch on shortly, but what does it mean if these cuts go through? I mean, you finished your submission, you submitted to the council last week, for you specifically and the community groups you support.
Well, we join with Te Taumata Toi, iwi, the Auckland Regional Arts Crust, and actually support the Auckland citizens who have put forward a Better Budget for Auckland campaign, because they all talk about the if you don't invest and keep, because the Auckland Council is an investor through local boards and regional grants, an investor into the community-based creative spaces. There are 27 of those organisations across New Zealand that work with people with mental health or people recovering from stroke, physical disabilities and such, keeping their creativity and their sense of community really up there. So if we're not investing, we're going to go backwards. And if we're going to go backwards, it's going to take, things are going to get broken. And you can't just sort of switch a light on and expect an organisation that's taken years to build its network, its work, its audiences to be able to recover from that. And particularly, as I was saying, for the community arts-based organisations that work with people who face barriers to the arts. And by barriers, I mean, what's it like if you're deaf? What's it like if you're blind or low vision? What is it if you're deaf and blind? What is it if you have been in prison and you've engaged in the arts programs in corrections and you come out, and where's your community that can keep you creatively and culturally connected to your whakapapa, to your identity? And these are things that we need to keep going with, not withdrawing from. And Auckland deserves this. Auckland's the largest city in New Zealand. It's the big engine that we hear about all around New Zealand. Of course it is, and it deserves the investment. And why shouldn't Auckland still lead with its unique brand? For goodness sake, starve the people and they'll die.
Mm. What sort of difference, you mentioned that, you know, work in prisons, what sort of difference does having art in prisons make for prisoners?
It's a good question, because I've met people who say art in prisons, that sounds like a bit of a holiday. But actually, studies, international research from many years show us that by engaging in arts, creative and cultural projects, educational, and also bring people to their best selves. It's not the role of corrections to punish the prisoners. Their punishment is their sentence that's been handled by the legal system. But while we have prisoners in the correctional facilities, what's going to happen to them? Are they going to rot and be left alone and go spare? Or are they going to be given opportunities to change their parenting skills, anger management, drug and rehabilitation? And one of the offers should be more of arts and cultural programs. So what does this mean? Well, 53% of the prison population of over 8,000 is Māori, and 30% are Pākehā. So how can we place cultural programs for Māori that are relevant for Māori into the prison system so that they find their way home if they don't know their whakapapa or they're lost from their iwi? How can they come back to themselves, their higher self, through programs that nurture, through ancient and contemporary tikanga-based programs? It's really quite, I could say it's very inspiring to see what happens in prisons and in the community corrections area as well, because there are 30,000 people on community sentences as well.
Mm. What are some of the other groups that you support, Richard?
I think when we talk about investment and opportunities, there's nothing more important than, well, everything's equally important, but what comes to mind is investing in youth. because this is the future, right? So there are two sides that I could talk about. One is there's a creative space, a community arts organisation in West Auckland called Kākano, which works with rangatahi who haven't had a good time. They've fallen through the cracks, whatever we say about that. And they're gathered up and they're mentored and they're given the opportunity to work in a creative studio, and they're celebrated as artists rather than someone who's got in trouble or someone who's a bit lost or someone who's slower with their educational experience. So Kākano is one example, which is creating success and connection and community with youth. And another organisation is Youth Arts New Zealand, and they specifically are working to deliver creative arts programs in prisons for youth in the prison system. So through the creative writing experience there, people are uncovering their best self. They're not only improving their literacy, but they're also turning away from the need to do crime, to turning towards the opportunity and the possibilities of a life without crime.
Mm. You've been with Arts Access Aotearoa. What are some of the highlights been for you, and some stories you can share with us?
I think one of the highlights is one leads into the other. For years, we've been celebrating the achievement of people who contribute to and are succeeding in the arts, particularly celebrating leadership with the Arts Access Awards. Every year we would look at the success and we would provide an award. Only with COVID, it was very hard for people to deliver programs and projects. So we're now coming back to this theme of mine, which is investing in the arts, not withdrawing from it. But we've been able to create a fellowship program so that we can now put money into the hands of artists who can develop their practice and their experience and expand. So one of the great examples of that is with Sala Roseanne Leota, who's a woman who is a writer, and she had previous experience of being incarcerated. And now that she's in the community and working with the extraordinary creative space, the Home Ground Collective, she's nurtured as a writer and having enormous experience, positive experience in engaging her family with her process and being celebrated. Her voice is heard and she's making sense of her long journey and bringing other people along with her. And the important thing of this is that we've been able to provide mentors to programs like this. So for Roseanne, her mentor is Selena Tusitala Marsh, which is a fantastic combination. And so we're going to see a lot more here, a lot more about Roseanne's experience. So I think when I know this sort of thing, I get really excited. And another area that we don't hear enough about is the deaf and disability-led organisations, and one of them is Equal Voices Aotearoa. It's an extraordinary organisation out of the Waikato where deaf artists lead their equal-voiced performing arts organisation. So through NZSL and English and sometimes other languages like Croatian, you can get performances with people in the audience, and I've been in the audience many times watching Equal Voices Arts. You can sit and have a multilingual experience, and suddenly the miscommunication is gone and the issues of culture, story, journey for deaf people is easy to understand for everybody. So we've got these examples in our communities now, and for Auckland and across Aotearoa, the investment in the opportunity is so important.
Mm. And finally, Richard, your hopes for the future. I mean, taking Auckland Council, obviously, hopefully they're listening, and you know they don't go ahead with these budget cuts, and they listen to the people. What's your hope for Arts Access Aotearoa?
Well, I think the council is listening. I've had some very good replies to my letters to all councillors. Haven't had one from the mayor, but there are many councillors that do understand this need for maintaining the brand and the community and the cultural uniqueness of Auckland. And that is actually, there's nothing like when you're challenged with a close down. You fight for what it is that you understand is your value. And there's been a reckoning across the arts and cultural sector about what is our value in Auckland and around New Zealand, and it's extremely important. So we're now gathered for this review to state very clearly that if you take the arts, if you reduce the arts and cultural budgets, the people will be damaged. And we're trying to recover from COVID. We're trying to recover from global warming events. Come on, don't hurt the people if there are alternatives, and maintain the social justice model where you provide opportunities and access to people. Don't cut them off.
Mm. Richard Benj, Executive Director of Arts Access Aotearoa. Keep up the fantastic mahi.
Thank you, Anna.
Wonderful to have you on the program.
Thank you.